The Highway 11 twinning project from Sylvan Lake to Rocky Mountain House is one of the projects receiving provincial funding in Budget 2024. Budget 2024 includes $1.9 billion for planning, design, and construction of major highway and bridge projects. Keeping Albertans safe and on the move is why Alberta Transportation and Economic Corridors is investing. Alberta's highways connect families and friends and get local products to market. We all count on well-built roads to get where we need to go, and that is why we are investing in major upgrades to our road and bridge network, Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors Devin Dreeshan said. With smoother and more efficient traffic flows, families can spend less time on the road and more time together. Projects receiving funding include the Highway 3 twinning, Tabor to Burdett, the Highway 11 twinning, Sylvan Lake to Rocky Mountain House, the safety and road improvements on Highway 881, the Highway 22 over 1A interchange at Cochrane, the Highway 40, twinning, south of Grande Prairie, the Highway 201 Bow River Bridge on Southeast Stony Trail, the Deerfoot Trail upgrades, the Terwilliger expansion. By investing in upgrades to the provincial road and bridge network, thousands of jobs can be created, traffic flows can be improved, and the development of the province's major economic corridors is supported. The projects being invested in are vital to ensuring communities across Alberta have the infrastructure needed to get their goods to new markets and to support the higher traffic counts that come with the growing population. Alberta is the fastest-growing province in Canada, so it's imperative we get to work today planning, designing and building the highways and bridges we need for tomorrow, Alberta Motor Transport Association Senior Vice Chair Tim Bennett said. This investment from the Government of Alberta will strengthen the province's transportation network and expand our economic corridors so we can build our businesses, boost our exports, and create good-paying jobs.